It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his business associate Rick Gates were indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of conspiracy and money laundering in connection with the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The pair pleaded not guilty and were released on bail. Stephen Colbert explains.
Now, I know it's Halloween, but it really feels more like Christmas. Paul Manafort, you're just the first of many. Shall I sing to the feds, Trump-a-pom-pom? The charges were actually filed on Friday, but they gave Manafort until today to turn himself in. Wow, we white people really do get arrested differently. Now, Manafort's been charged with 12 counts, including conspiracy to launder money, tax fraud, and conspiracy against the United States. What's that crime usually called again? I can't remember for some treason. According to the indictment, Manafort worked as an unregistered agent of the government of Ukraine and took in tens of millions of dollars, which he apparently spent on luxury items, including three Range Rovers and $849,000 at a men's clothing store. Now, he's under house arrest, again, white people, and prosecutors think he might be a flight risk. The evidence? They've asked that Manafort's bail be set at $10 million. Now, while we're on the subject, ladies and gentlemen, remember how the Trump campaign swore over and over they never knew of any attempt to coordinate with Russia? Well, how do I put this? Fake news.
About 90 minutes after the indictments were announced came word of a guilty plea from former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos. MSNBC has more.
Perhaps the most surprising development yesterday was the third man charged, one who has admitted to crimes and is cooperating with the government's investigation. George Papadopoulos admitted to lying to the FBI in its investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Yesterday's revelation shows he was arrested more than 3 months ago on July 27th and pled guilty on October 5th. A court filing says that Papadopoulos told the FBI that he had communicated with an overseas professor whom he understood to have substantial ties to Russian government officials before he became a foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign, and that Papadopoulos acknowledged that the professor had told him about the Russians possessing, quote, dirt on then-candidate Hillary Clinton in the form of thousands of emails, all before joining the campaign. But in truth, Papadopoulos learned he would be an advisor to the campaign in early March of 2016 and met the professor later due to his status with the campaign. The filing says the professor told Papadopoulos about the thousands of emails on or about April 26, 2016, after he had been a foreign policy advisor to the campaign for over a month.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about the indictments during the White House daily press briefing.
Today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity. The real collusion scandal, as we've said several times before, has everything to do with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Russia. There's clear evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with Russian intelligence to spread disinformation and smear the president to influence the election. We've been saying from day one there's been no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, and nothing in the indictment today changes that at all.
But the George Papadopoulos agreement is about the campaign. It is specifically about the campaign.
It has nothing to do with the activities of the campaign. It has to do with his failure to tell the truth. That doesn't have anything to do with the campaign or the campaign's activities.
But it is the clearest evidence yet of ties between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. So.
Again, there are no activities or official capacity in which the Trump campaign was engaged in any of these activities. Most of them took place well before the campaign ever even existed.
A federal judge on Monday temporarily blocked a White House policy barring military service by transgender troops, ruling that it was based on, quote, disapproval of transgender people generally. Judge Colleen Collar Cotelli found the administration's justification for the ban, which was set to take effect in March 2018, to be suspect and likely unconstitutional. She ruled that the military's current policy should remain in place. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly appeared on Laura Ingraham's debut show on Fox Monday night and said he would not apologize to Congresswoman Frederica Wilson for lying about her appearance at a new FBI building dedication in South Florida. He also weighed in on Confederate monuments and the Civil War.
Robert E. Lee was an honorable man. He was a man that gave up his country to fight for his state, which in 150 years ago was more important than country. It was always loyalty to state first back in those days. Now it's different today. The lack of an ability to compromise led to the Civil War, and men and women of good faith on both sides made their stand where their conscience had them make their stand.
Actually, the Civil War was fought over slavery. Just saying. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.